room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM. Come and enjoy Italian Week at the Vancouver Italian Cultural Center. A week full of delicious entertainment from June 22nd through to the 28th. Opening day is Sunday, June 22nd, and will feature music, Italian gastronomic delights, market vendors, a Friends of Ferrari race for the kids, and lots of fun for the entire family. Monday through Friday will present exciting Italian cultural performance, free of charge. The week will end on Saturday, June 28th, with a fantastic banquet and dance, featuring an impressive multi-regional, multi-course menu of Italian specialties. So join us for a week of celebration and Italian fun. We look forward to welcoming you at the Italian Cultural Center, 3075 Slocan Street, Vancouver. Visit our website for more details and the complete Italian Week entertainment program at www.italianculturalcenter.ca or call us at 604-430-3337. Parla d'amor, ogni stella in ciel sarà la mia stella. Mezzanotte per amar, mezzanotte per sognar fantasia.
Ho, 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 ho. Don't you love singing along? You don't know what you're singing, but you're singing something. Well, let's see. How's the time doing here? Well, let's see. Not bad. 3.5 minutes after 6 o'clock. But we can't go late because, you know, there's something special happening here at 7:30 tonight. But that's another story. Let's get down to some action here, shall we? Good afternoon, everyone. Greetings. My name is Jolly John Tanner, and you are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Like an eternity. And now I feel I'm good. Thank you.
Rather spooky ending, but that's the way it finishes the Hawaiian Bibles. Yes, there are pride and joy here on the west coast of British Columbia. The Hawaiian Bibles. Don't you love the title of the band? Oh, God, I love it. And that's the, as far as I can tell, it might be the title track. There's good people in the city. Good Samaritans out there. All you good drivers that follow the rules of the road, signal when you're about to turn, and you got mufflers so we don't have to hear your rapping engine. That's great. Thank you. Hawaiian Bibles and CITR, thanks you. And just before that selection, we had the Charlatans. Now, I remember the Charlatans when they were the Charlatans UK. Well, they dropped the UK part, but because there was a San Francisco band called the Charlatans in the late 60s, but that was a track called Oh Vanity, and that one was recorded live at Manchester Ritz, okay? That's the Ritz in Manchester, England, where the Charlatans are from, and I remember seeing them at the old Love Affair back around 1990, 91, somewhere in there. Coast 1040 days, oh well. Anyway, let's get on with things. Jolly JT here with you. I'd like to welcome you to our program. It's called Son of Night Dreams. And just remember, don't believe everything you read in the paper. I mean, some things are trivial, but it don't mean a lot. But I was reading about the Jazz Festival. It sounds like it was great. Hope you got down there, caught some of the free shows. The person that was writing the article, a special to the Vancouver Sun, I won't mention their name. I don't want to embarrass them. Not that this is terribly embarrassing, but they were saying at the end of the show, the heat still evident and the moonlight sparkling on False Creek. It was hard not to be utterly awestruck by just how lucky Vancouverites are. And that was written on Monday, June 30th, and I guess it was for Saturday. Gee, I don't know. What were you looking at? It wasn't the moon. There wasn't a moon out then. My God, the moon doesn't rise till like 3 a.m. So, I don't know. You see, it's not a big deal, you know. It's nothing panicky or anything to get excited about, but you can't believe everything you read in the paper because there was no moon reflecting on the water. Believe me, I'm an amateur astronomer. I can confirm that.
Heading down that Martini Mile.
It's a shallow existence.
Chain in the driving rain, they do the slow boogaloo and the shang-a-lang. It's the yin and yang, shang-a-lang. Slow boogaloo is what they do
with the deviant ingredient. Got the deviant ingredient.
Sure.
Hope you've got tickets for that band. They're playing Wednesday night under the stars at Deer Lake Park. Those were the B-52s, and they sound better than ever. I think it's time for Dan Bejar, Destroyer, now.
Starving in that shit house, the world. But now it's gone, and the whole point of everything's the movie now. Well, let's see a calm and a storm, and okay, a star's born. Now let me just sit here and eat these almonds on 3 and 4 and.
Nicole, she from last year.
big on ecstasy in some East Pender Harbor circa 1993. It was a good year. It was a very good year. And now it's gone. The single whole point of everything's the moon. Me not, and I can't help but feel somewhat opposed to this. My shit having been tossed by fascism. In some small way we're all treated as foreign.
By the sea, the beautiful sea, and Destroyer, Dan Bejar, my favorite year, and just before that, of course, it was Kate, Fred, Keith, and Cindy, the B-52s. Can't wait to see them Wednesday night at Deer Lake Park, part of that True Colors show. By the way, Dan Bejar and his band will be playing at the end of August and beginning of September, August 31st, September 1st, down at Mullican Bowl. Catch the New Pornographers and Dan Bejar and others for a two-night affair, August 31st and September 1st. You won't want to miss that one. I got tickets for the Sunday night show. Dan, I hope you're playing Sunday night. Ah, seagulls up there. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's just a lovely day. It's almost too hot, but we're not going to complain about the weather, are we? No, we're not going to complain about it being too hot, that we'd like it to rain or something, because that's not how we really feel. Oh, God, did you hear about Trouble? All you dog lovers, the beloved dog of late billionaire Leona Helmsley? Well, apparently Trouble lost $10 million in an inheritance settlement, don't worry, folks. Trouble should be able to live a life of luxury. Court judge has decided that Trouble's inheritance will be cut from $12 million. $12 million left for a dog, right? Anyway, it's been cut to $2 million. I'm sure Trouble will get by on $2 million. On grounds that Helmsley was mentally unfit when she made her will. Yes, well, I suppose you could conclude that. Anyway, the good news is the settlement also awarded Hemsley's two grandchildren, Craig and Megan, $6 million. They had been cut out of the will for reasons which are known to them. Yeah, they didn't like the dog. Oh, God, there's a lot of good shows coming up, and we're going to tell you about the Folk Festival, and then we're going to play you a couple of bands that are playing at the Folk Festival. As we remind you, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. You're in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the show is Son of Night Dreams.
Back by popular demand, the Vancouver Folk Music Festival returns with the 2008 Folk in the City series. Taking place at Vancouver's Yale Hotel, located on 1300 Granville Street, the Folk in the City series begins and ends the Vancouver Folk Fest. On Wednesday, July 17th, get a head start on Vancouver's Folk Festival with Marcus James and the Wassenrye with the Blue Voodoo Duo. Then, on Monday, July 21st, catch the festival's last performance with T-Model Ford and guest Kenny Blue Boss Wayne. Tickets are available online at the festival's website, thefestival.bc.ca. See you at the Yale.
And for 3 days, Vancouver's 31st Annual Folk Festival at Jericho Beach Park will be featuring some amazing bands. Included, the Master Musicians of Jajuka. Yes, they're coming. They're coming to the folk festival, the master musicians of Jajouka, originally from Morocco. And that was the musicians featuring Bachir Attar. Here's another artist you'll see at the folk festival, too. You ready? Okay, let's go.
Those who start wars fight them, and those who fight wars, they never like them, and those who write laws, they can recite them, and those of us who just fight laws, live and die them. But I know they're never gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies. It's time. It's time to go home. Don't take our boys away, no. Don't take our girls away, no. Take our boys away, no. Don't take our girls. It's time to go home. Don't take our boys away, no. Don't take our girls away, no. Don't take our boys away, no.
Falling. How many people till we ended all? And how many people never saw the wrong? And how
good day to be down by the beach. Or if you're not at the beach today, just a reminder, you can have a little splash in your backyard. Just turn the hose on. A little water over the head cools you down, makes you feel good. There's music by Michael Franti and Spearhead. It seems like this whole CD that was released in 2006 has a lot to do with war and time to get out of whatever war we're into. That means whether you're listening in the USA or in Canada or wherever, it's time to go home, time to get the young ones out of there. It's not good. We don't need to be fighting with one another. Okay, Michael Franti and Spearhead and the master musicians of Jajuka are just two of the acts that you'll see at this year's Folk Festival, the 31st annual Folk Festival down at Jericho Beach Park on July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Should be a good time. And just a reminder, if you like jazz music, well, tonight you want to be listening at 7:30 because Gary Kay has relinquished his show as he's on vacation, and Radio Free GAC turns into the jazz show. That's right. Mr. Gavin Walker is here from 7:30 till midnight tonight with a jazz show. Yeah, all right. And there we have a little Canadian content for you, as we call it, CanCon here. Trying to figure out where this band is from. They're Canadian, but too much going on here. Don't have time to figure that one out. If you like them, they're called the Airfields, Up All Night. And that track we played It was called the end of the evening. No, it's not yet. It's getting close, though. As a matter of fact, right now, we'd like to introduce a man with a lifelong interest in UFOs and considered to be one of the world's best experts on aerial phenomenon here at CITR 101.9 FM. Here's Michael Strainick.
Good evening, John. I had CanCon for you, but we will stick in the Commonwealth of sorts. Just quickly, England is going completely crazy, so if anyone wants to Google that one up, you'll find plenty. But the big activity, well, we're going to have to go to a land down under. The latest thing there, like Australia's been going nuts in general for the last year and a half, but all the activity is in their northern territories, which is very similar to our Northwest territories, and then it takes up a big chunk of the country, and the entire population is a quarter of a million people, and half of them are located in Darwin. Now, south of Darwin, about 500 miles south of Darwin, families spent hours in fear as what appeared to be three spaceships hovered in the distance and another just meters above their homes. As one of the witnesses put it, we heard a strange, loud noise and went outside but couldn't see anything. The sound was horrible. It sounded like something going past. We thought it was a jet. Then we saw three red lights in the distance. The sound kept getting louder, and the ground felt like it was shaking, so we ran indoors. The thing came closer, circled the basketball courts, and then came close over the house. The kids at the basketball court ran. Everyone looked, but all they could see was this huge, bright red light in the pitch dark. The object or light hovered above the homes for maybe a couple of hours. At one point, the telephone rang but went dead when the woman answered it. Then the lights in the house got so bright, it was like being in a football stadium. After a while, the thing disappeared, and then later, they heard the noise again. The thing came back, but disappeared a few moments later. Now, this is all hot on the heels of what we've discussed in the last little while. The one couple got their car blown, you know, completely across the highway. Fishermen and the Australian Navy saw things. Miners in the area have seen things, and a lot of other reports. So that's where the heavy-duty activity is right now.
Whew. Well, yeah. From the information you've sent me, emails, and me checking in on the internet, Michael, yes, Australia is under siege, it seems like, right now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, especially in the territories. It's just really bizarre.
And, of course, there, it's so sparsely populated. What's the point of even contacting the authorities? By the time they get there, whatever it is gone.
Yeah, really. Totally. Okay, well, thank you for that very informative update on the world of unidentified flying objects.
My pleasure, and enjoy the B-52s.
I will. Thank you, Michael Strainick. Okay, right now, let's take ourselves back in time to 1953. We're going to compare the hits. This was the original, then we'll hear the hit version right after that. This is Little Junior Parker. And back then he was known as Little Junior's Blue Flames.
Hear that mystery train.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Gonna do it again.
slow. Train I ride 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all, mine, she's my all, mine.
All right, there's Elvis Presley going back to 1955 on the old Sun label and Mystery Train. But of course, Elvis wasn't the first one to record that, as you heard just before that. Little Junior Parker, Little Junior's Blue Flames from 1953, also on the Sun label and the original Mystery Train.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Oh, yeah, totally. Here, down at the beach, it's beautiful. You should be out here. Oh, my God. And the sun won't be down till 20 after 9 or though. So, you know, the days are so long now. We're just loving it here. Son of Night Dreams is the show. I'm Jolly John Tanner till 7:30. And then Gavin Walker comes early. Yes, he's going to have 4.5 hours of the jazz show starting at 7:30 tonight. Meanwhile, I'd just like to remind you, you know, there's so many things going on this summer, but mark this on your calendar, August 16th, that's a Saturday. Again, yours truly will be MC at 4th and Vine, and Michael Wilmore will be MC at 4th and Cypress for the Summer of Love. Yes, hippie days are back again in 4th Avenue. We'll be closing the street down from just beyond Safeway up on 4th all the way down to Burrard, and lots of music, live music on stage, and at the 4th and Vine stage around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, or is it noon? Now, I don't have the exact time. I'm sorry, I don't have my time list in front of me here, but we've organized a lot of good bands. Some of them are back from 40 years ago and some from not that long ago, like this one right here. If you remember Vancouver's very own instrumental classic band, The Falcons.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly.
Yeah, I think two of the oldest people on CITR are on the radio tonight. Yours truly, almost 65, and I'm not sure, but I think he might be around that age, too. It's Gavin Walker. Yeah, Gavin's in tonight, and he's in early, too. In about 25 minutes from now, Gavin's going to start the jazz show at 7:30 and go right through till midnight. He's going to have a riot tonight. I'm just rubbing his hands together, because Gary Kay and Radio Free Gak is on vacation. There you go. Okay. All right. Well, that was a song for all you motorists out there. Go, no cars go. And I don't know if you heard the news, but road rage is written all over the vehicle. That's right. According to psychologists, beware of cars with bumper stickers and vanity plates. Research shows their drivers are prone to territorial aggression. Well, I don't know about one or two bumper stickers, but if they're all over the car, I might be a little worried. Yeah. And speaking of driving, drivers searching for parking on New York City's Upper West Side travel the equivalent of a one-way trip to the moon and spend more than $130,000 on gasoline every year, according to a transportation group study. They're driving around trying to find a place to park is what they're trying to do in New York. It's crazy there. All right. Hey, just before we had the No Cars Go with Arcade Fire here on Son of Night Dreams, we heard from the Falcons. They're a great instrumental band, and that was a track called Love in the Afternoon, late afternoon, that is, from Rebel Jukebox, which came out in around 2001, yes. And they're one of the bands playing live on stage on 4th Avenue at 4th and Vine, and there's a stage at 4th and Cypress on August 16th. Rhythm Vultures, Kentish Steel, Young and the Restless, Rick Enns, a United Empire Loyalist, Brainchild with Bing Jensen, The Fab Forever, The Unknown Soldier, The Melodic Energy Commission with Zalaman, Ross Barrett's Hippie Child, Top Drawer, Wager, and The Pointed Sticks are some of the bands that'll be playing live on stage on 4th Avenue, August 16th. But now, we'd like to take a moment to memory, in memory of the very funny George Carlin. And if there's any children listening, there might be a few naughty words here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium, digital and smoke-free, a diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced, I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A Top Gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties. I tell power lies. I take power naps. I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial. I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up. You can't dumb me down, because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer and an overachiever, laid back but fashion forward. Up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance. Supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready, and built to last. I'm a hands-on, foot-loose, knee-jerk head case, prematurely post-traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports. I'm gender-specific, capital-intensive, user-friendly, and lactose-intolerant. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is hardcore, no soft porn. I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity. I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow. I go with the flow. I ride with the tide. I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough, over and out. Thank you very much. Good to go. Thank you.
I guess I should be happy just to be alive. But we have poisoned everything, and oblivious to it all, the cell phone zombies babble through the shopping malls. In the great plan. Before that altering apple, we were one with everything. No sense of self another, no self-consciousness. And one eye on our brother's dead selfishness. Everyone's a victim. Nobody's hands are clean. So very little left of wild-eaten earth, so near the jaws of our machines. We live in these electric scales, these lesions. were leaks. No one knows how to shoulder the blame or learn from past mistakes. So who will come to save the day? Mighty Mouse, Superman. Bad dreams are good in the great plan.
Joni Mitchell, Bad Dreams from Shine. Well, it's a planet we want to save, and Joni Mitchell's talking about it, and let's do something about it, right? Okay, just before Joni Mitchell, of course, a little bit of George Carlin in memory of a funny guy, and well, I guess it wasn't any bad words so much in that one, but the rest of the CD is a little dicey. Okay, it's just past 7:15. Jolly John here in the Tanner Manor, Son of Night Dreams. Shake, rattle, and roll. What does that, those words bring to your mind? Shake, Rattle, and Roll was written in 1954 by Jesse Stone under the assumed name of Charles E. Calhoun. Now, Big Joe Turner recorded the song on February 15th, 1954 in New York. The shouting chorus consisted of Jesse Stone, Jerry Wexler, and Amit Ertgun. And the sax solo is by Sam the Man Taylor. And it was released in April of 1954. And this song coming up reached number one on the Billboard R&B charts on June the 12th. Okay, and right after that, we're going to play the hit version of that song. But we want you to listen to some of the lines in this song, because many of the references were considered sexual in nature, such as the devil in nylon hose. You make me roll my eyes, baby, make me grit my teeth. And you wear those dresses, the sun comes shining through. But the line, I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store, was left untouched. But the following line, I can look at you and tell you ain't no child no more, was changed. Well, let's listen to the two versions. Big Joe Turner, the original, 1954. And right after that, recorded in June of 7th of 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets. Let's shake, rattle, and roll. Shine through. Shake, rattle, and roll. There you go. Now, there was another version of that. Well, actually, a number of people did it. Elvis Presley did it. I couldn't find his version. He did a pretty good job of it back in 1956. Anyway, there you go. A couple of versions. Big Joe Turner, the original version from, reached number one in the Billboard R&B charts, June of 1954. And just a few days before that, Bill Haley and his Comets recorded kind of a sanitized version, but it still rocks. So it still rolls. Okay, well, we're really choked up over what's happening in Amsterdam. You know, puffing a pure marijuana cigarette in public will still be permitted, but smoking one with tobacco will earn coffee shop owners a $473 Canadian fine for the first offense and over $3,000 for a fourth offense. That's right. Every customer will have to learn how to smoke pure pot, says the owner of the Noon and Mellow Yellow in Amsterdam, which sells marijuana and hashish. The rule makes him sick to death. Yes, that's right, because, apparently they're going to stop them smoking tobacco with their pot. So it'll just be pure pot and no more tobacco. Hey, that's a good idea. You know, you don't need tobacco in there. It messes it up. But those Europeans have got a crazy idea about the way they should smoke their grass. Anyway, whatever. They'll suffer, I guess. Let's hope they don't lose too much money. Now, I don't know if you saw the poll. There's a new poll from Ipsos Reid revealing the top 101 things that Canadians say best define the country. At the front is the maple leaf symbol, and in third place is the flag itself, and number four is the beaver. Hockey is number two. Okay, that's fine. So what else is there? Well, if we go down the list, we see that number 27 is Celine Dion. God. And then, these are okay. David Suzuki's number 33. Yeah, that's cool. Tommy Douglas, 36. Number 43 is Stephen Harper. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. That's really sad how anybody would say that, but... Okay, well, I guess there's people that like Steve-O. Anyway, Vancouver's number 49 and the Avro Arrow's number 50. Queen Elizabeth is 87. Okay, well, I guess it's time for me to say happy trails because the old guy just arrived here, Mr. Walker. Hi, Mr. Walker. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Oh, good. Gavin Walker is here.
Thank you for your compliment. I feel younger than ever. I just took some Viagra.
Oh, good. Oh, I was wondering what the tilt in your kilt was all about. Okay, well, that's it for the Tanner Manor here, Son of Night Dreams, signing off. And as I mentioned... Yes, Gary Kay is on vacation, so Radio Free GAC turns into the jazz show starting in about 3.5 minutes. Okay, let's finish off with Young and Sexy here. Mr. Viagra is standing by.
Our lady tips back the chalice.